Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Hello! Hello, people of the past! Are you out mowing your lawn? Perhaps out for a jog on this fine sunny day? Well, enjoy it, for your days are numbered, as are everyone's in the galaxy. So listen up, because I've got some science to drop on you. Some hard truth, or as you once called it, some real talk. In your future, man's ambition to be better and stronger and more well-liked will blow up in his damn face!
You know, I marked my calendar, and the first time I did it was so far in the future that I thought, this day is never going to come, but here we are.
Well, you said you wanted a dinner party, hon, and a dinner party you shall receive.
Yeah, you know, it's just there's a lot of work that goes into it, honey. It's just there's so many decisions to be made. There's so many choices. There's so much to buy.
Well, Marcus, I told you we had to prepare. We had to plan in advance for a dinner party. I mean, you wanted this. You wanted to be the social center of Maple Street. And I don't see a single menu plan.
I know. I've left it. And I left it and I procrastinated, honey. Oh, gosh. I feel as though we need to bring someone in. I think it's happening today. And I think we need to bring in, let's say, an expert. Someone who can just help us get this thing together.
Well, you're in luck. Because my best friend, Cynthia,
oh yeah,
knows how to host a party.
Oh, good. Oh,
so
God.
With her help, I'm sure we can improvise, put together some recipes. It'll be like, I don't know, Ellen or something. It'll be like the goods. We'll yeah. Put it together.
Yeah.
Is the guest list planned? Do we have our...
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. It's right here. It's right here. So I've invited the people who were, you know...
Are the Robinsons coming?
The Robinsons are their first on the list.
Are the McClevins coming?
The McClevins. McClevins. Yes, they're on here, too. The McClevins are here.
I should warn you right now. The Robinsons and the McClevins hate each other.
They do?
Yes, but their children are in love.
Oh, my God.
So it's going to be complicated.
Oh, my God.
We have to be very careful about how we sit everyone.
Okay. All right. So we need a seating plan. So where's Cynthia? Can we get her on the phone? Can we get her in?
Is this where I walk in? I've been kind of hiding in the living room.
Oh, my
Cynthia,
God.
You are a genius.
Well, yeah, I knew you needed some help, and I thought I'd come by. Did you break it to him?
That he's a terrible party planner?
That was obvious, I think.
It's okay. Can I just take a look at that list?
Yeah, sure.
So I see you've got the McClellans.
Yes, yeah, just the
McClevins.
Two.
McClevins. That's it.
Mm-hmm. And the Robinsons.
And the Robinsons.
Yes. And then I see them. I don't know if this is your handwriting or not, but I see the Monsters.
Yes, the Monsters. Are they coming?
The Monsters?
The Monsters. Yeah, it's they're coming, yeah.
Is that like, is that the Munsters?
No, it's the Monsters. Yeah, it's Monsters. They're hideous abominations. I guess some people would even say they are they laugh in the face of nature. they'll be coming, yeah.
Why would you invite monsters?
It's kind of a... It's political. You know, I work in a consulting agency, and my boss is Jonathan Monster. And I'm looking to get, you know, a little bit of an advancement. So I thought it'd be political to bring them over, introduce them to my wife.
That's me.
Yeah, Kate.
Yeah.
And
well, we know each other, obviously.
Of course. Of course you do. And just to make grease the wheels a little bit, so I could find myself moving up the corporate ladder, as they say.
So you're inviting your boss to this dinner party,
yeah.
And you want to impress.
That's right.
And your boss happens to be a monster.
That's correct, yes.
And he's bringing his monster family with him.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He grew up, or at least this is what I know, he grew up in the 1960s, and he was really in love with that old television show, The Munsters.
I'm familiar.
He became kind of obsessed with it, and he undertook some, let's say, some experiments on his DNA. To modify his own DNA so that he could be more like the characters on that show.
Oh my gosh, I did not know this. I assumed that they were ancient ones.
Right.
From a dark age of the world.
Well, it's interesting you say that because he actually went on a worldwide trip to collect ancient DNA that he could splice together with his own.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So he's a full-on monster.
He's the nouveau monster.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And his family is pure monster, or are they also genetically modified?
Well, as a result of his genetic modifications, he's passed on, you know, through genes. I don't really need to explain, like, genetic heredity to you guys.
Maybe in this case, but I'll just forget about it for now.
Well, he found, you know, a viable bride, and he got together with his bride. I'm air quoting like crazy.
It's a goat, right?
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's a goat.
So, yeah. Your monster boss...
Yeah.
Was genetically modified.
Jonathan Monster.
Jonathan Monster.
He took the last name Monster.
Married a goat?
I don't know if they're married.
And okay, but they have children together that are spawn of Monster and Goat.
That's what I understand.
And this genetic modification of Monster, Jonathan Monster, this helps him in his job where he's your boss?
Yeah, yeah.
What is that job?
Consulting?
Consult?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a consultant.
Are there any allergies or you know, menu choices I should be made aware of?
Well, one thing I would say is like let's. I know that you love this in particular, Cynthia. From what I've heard from Kate, is you know, goat cheese.
We won't have any goat products.
No, no
I'll
goat
make
cheese.
A note of
no,
that.
No,
no.
I'll make
cheese.
A note of that right
yeah.
now.
And another kind of cheese as well, Munster.
Oh, of course.
So no Munster. We don't want any kind of like faux pas with like talking about Munster and monster.
And just to be safe, since I don't know what kind of monster Jonathan Monster is,
yeah.
Maybe no calamari or anything like that that might have tentacles, because I don't know if these monsters have any kind of tentacles.
Cynthia, you are so wise.
You are wise. I have noticed some kind of undulations under his... He wears a three-piece suit every day.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, he's dressed to the nines, this guy, but there are some strange undulations in his lower back.
Okay, so maybe no seafood, tentacle-y things, octopus, squid, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Jonathan's wife loves garbage.
Yes, she does.
Oh, yes, the goat.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
and so what about his children?
His children. I haven't seen his children yet. He has pictures of his children on his desk at work, but they are they're shrouded.
Oh. They were suspended from school for eating a junior.
Yeah.
Yeah. They ate a junior student?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Yeah. All right. And how did they get along with the McClevins and Robinsons?
This remains to be seen.
Oh, okay.
I've brought them all together, you know, just to sort of introduce them to my social circle. And, you know, essentially help me move up the corporate ladder, as
okay,
it were.
Great. Well, it's great. So the three families,
yeah.
Robinsons, McClevins, the
yeah.
Monsters.
Yes.
They're all coming
yeah.
to this dinner party.
That's right.
And when is this party?
Tonight.
It's tonight, Cynthia.
Oh, goodness. Well, I have no time to lose. Got to get right out there and get shopping. You guys, put the house together. I'll have a dinner ready before you know it. And what time are they coming?
Oh, gosh. I think I invited them for 7:30.
Okay, I got to get to work then. Okay, guys, going out to do shopping. I will see you later.
Hun?
What a find.
What a find Cynthia is. And she is always there exactly when we need it. What did I tell you?
I know. It's almost like she has some kind of supernatural foresight.
Yes, it's amazing.
So,
Can I say, Marcus, that I think this party is going to be an unmitigated disaster?
Why are you so happy about that? Like, I'm trying to move ahead, honey. We're in a semi right now. We're hoping to be in a fully detached. I would love to move up in the world.
I know. I just want to see you taken down a peg. You're so ambitious.
I am. I know.
Just be happy with what you have. Why do you want to move up the corporate ladder of consulting?
Well, it's just because there's so much more prestige and opportunity and travel. You've always wanted to travel.
Of course I have. I've wanted to see New Zealand.
Well, then, if I get this job, if this dinner goes well, we can book tickets to Auckland.
What part of Auckland?
The north?
Okay.
Okay, so Les, we got to get the house in order here. Okay, so what we need to do is create a, for Jonathan, we should create an open area, free of chairs and tables that he can sort of like, because he likes to get down on his haunches. He likes to just sort of, like, squat.
So, are we going to sit him at a different table? Or are we going to sit him with everyone?
Yeah, we don't want to make him feel uncomfortable. Because he's going to come in. Did I mention he's got a snout?
No, you did not.
Oh, God.
We're asking if he has tentacles and you neglect to tell us he has a snout?
It totally slipped my mind. He is going to come and he's going to snuffle. I know that sounds weird, but he's going to snuffle. He's going to get down on the ground, and he's going to get in the corners.
What's he looking for?
Pheromones?
Pheromones?
Something like that.
Okay.
Like, he detects threats viscerally. So what we have to do is make sure that we mark the areas around here with, let's say, aniseed or rosemary, things that won't offend him.
Okay, well, I can do that.
Okay, thanks. Why don't you take that, and I'll create the open area and inscribe a pentangle into it as well,
okay.
Just to make sure, okay? Like, I don't know what his religions are, and I did say that plurally because he is composed of many ancient monsters, so I think a pentangle is pretty safe, though.
Should I surround the house with ash just to prevent the entry of a dark spirit?
That would be great. That would be great.
All right.
Do you have ash?
Well, the urn of your grandmother's ashes.
Oh, my God. My grandma's ashes?
Yes. I mean, I've got my grandfather's ashes as well, but it's your dinner party, honey.
All right, okay, all right. But don't use them all right? Save a little.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. The house is rather large.
Okay, all right. Well, do what you can.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'll just inscribe this pentangle here.
Are you sure we can't put seafood on the menu? Because if he's porcine, I'm... Porcine? Pork? Porcine?
I think it's porcine.
If he's porcine, I'm going to guess he's not a cephalopod.
Well, he is many, many things. Okay. He is a multitude. In fact, he often says, I am legion.
Wow, someone's got a work crush.
We'll continue with more Illusionoid right after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, Illusionoid continues.
All right, so I think everything's ready here. I will just put that the ashes in place, and I'm just going to call Cynthia and see how she's doing.
Yes, go for Cynthia.
Oh, hi. It's Marcus here. I just wanted to check where you are. It's about 6:45. People will be coming in about 45 minutes.
At the front door.
Oh, God.
Amazing.
Okay. Cynthia, there you are.
Hi.
Oh, man, you got some bags. You need a hand with those?
Sure, just set it all up. It's all in takeout containers, but we can transfer them to your good dishes and make it look like you cooked all of this.
Oh, you're amazing.
I've got everything. I've got no goat, no goat cheese, no Munster.
Thank you.
I went a kind of fusion Jamaican-Japanese.
So jerk?
Some of it. Anyway, it's kind of a fusion of those two things. No tentacly foods,
Thank
no
you.
Munster, no goat cheese or goat meat. A lot of salmon,
okay.
Jerk salmon,
okay.
And some fruit compotes, and lots of side salads, kind of barbecue feel. I figured it was casual, yet you're trying to impress, so I made it upscale, casual, Jamaican-Japanese fusion.
Oh, and a bag of hot garbage for Helen.
That's right, I got the hottest, freshest garbage I could. I picked that up just at the same grocery store out back.
It's steaming, that's fantastic.
All right, just arrange. I see the tables are ready. You've got little place cards, very nice touch.
Yep.
It makes it look real fun.
Robinson's.
McClevin's
and
the monsters.
The monsters.
Okay, well, I am ready. I don't know if you need me for this.
Would it be okay, and this, you're free to say no, would it be okay if you lurked?
Sure, I want to get a good look at this monster.
Okay, all right, well, just hang back, though, all right?
Okay.
All right, and if we need you, we can just, like, sort of wait.
Yes, what's the signal?
That's a good question. What should we do for a signal, hon?
Scream at the top of our lungs?
Oh, that's a good idea.
That sounds good.
That's a very good idea.
It's okay, because it'll probably be blood-curdling.
That's great. That's how I'll know it's different from a joy scream.
Exactly, because they're sometimes hard to tell.
It's true.
Like, you look at a picture of somebody who's laughing or somebody who's screaming, you're like, what are they doing, right? It's in the eyes.
I always go with screaming.
There's the doorbell.
I'll get to my lurking area.
Okay.
Okay.
Our first guest is here. Okay, honey, just let me fix you up. You got a little schmutz on you.
Where?
It's ash. It's on your hands.
Oh, your grandmother.
Up to the wrist. You're just caked and, yeah.
Yeah,
grandma.
I went wrist deep in there.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I wish you hadn't done that. Like, could you not have used, like, a teaspoon or something and been a little bit more caring and gentle?
I wasn't thinking.
Nana didn't want to be a barrier to the netherworld, you know, when she was alive.
Well, Nana didn't want to do many things while she was alive.
This is true. Oh, there's the doorbell again.
Okay.
Oh, God.
It's the Robinsons.
Okay, how do I look?
Behavior. You look great, honey.
Dark. All right.
Don't blow this.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Maple Street is about to have a new social epicenter. Oh, hi!
Hello, it's the Robinsons!
Oh, well, hello. Hello, Robbie.
Hey, hello. Robbie Robinson here is my wife, my children.
Oh, hi, guys.
Come on in, everybody.
Good to see you, Charlie.
Good to see you. You know, you've decorated real well. The food smells terrific.
Oh, yeah, we've got quite a culinary experience for everybody tonight.
I can't wait. Oh, off they go to the yard. Okay.
Okay.
You know, for high school kids, they certainly love yards.
They do. Well, you know, kids, right?
Yeah, I sure do.
Hey, just careful not to break that ashy line surrounding the house, guys.
Oh, yes, please do not break the ashy line.
I noticed that coming in. Is that a new landscaping feature?
It's
Marcus's grandmother.
Looks good.
Oh, there's the door. All right, so why don't you just take a seat, Robbie, and just make yourself comfortable.
You
there's
got
drinks
it.
on the buffet.
Ooh, great.
Over there. Just don't overdo it. There's the door. Okay, let's see.
You want to get this one, or shall I? I'll get it, I suppose.
Yeah, once you get it.
All right. Okay.
You look so good.
Thanks. Sorry about the ash. I haven't taken it off.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Are you sure?
It is fine.
I'm touching everything with your grandmother's ashes.
It's okay. We'll clean up after.
All right, let me just get them. Reginald McClevin.
Oh, hello.
Oh, my eyes are up here, Reginald.
Oh, I was just looking at your ashy hands. Is that the latest thing?
Yes, it is, here on Maple Street.
Oh, yeah, it's dramatic. It's like the smoky eye, except all over your hands.
It's my husband's grandmother.
Oh, wow. Well, she was quite a woman.
And here's your family.
Yep, here's Elaine.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey,
how are you?
I'm okay.
Oh,
can I go to the yard?
Oh, Jeffrey. Yeah, why don't you get out there? Get with the Robertsons, would you?
Okay.
Oh, well, you seem to be happy about that.
I hope it's not going to be a thing that the Robinsons are here.
Yeah, you know, we had that little thing where he borrowed my mower and never returned it a couple of years ago. I'm trying to let it go, but, you know.
It seems like such a small reason for a family to hate each other so much.
Well, you know, this is how these things start. Remember Romeo and Juliet, the Montagues and the Capulets?
I've never heard of that story.
Well, remind me to tell you about it someday.
Oh, well, why don't you show yourself into the lounge?
All right.
There's some canapes, some playing cards, fine Chinese puzzles that I acquired from my journeys through France.
Oh, do you have the finger puzzles?
Yeah, those? Yes. Yeah, yes.
Oh, I love those.
Mm-hmm.
You just put me with one of those in a corner and leave me all night long.
Okay, well, as you were, and enjoy the evening.
All right, Katie, hold those hands. Oh, man.
Okay.
There's the door.
Wow.
Okay, so that was okay. So the Robertsons are here, the McLennans are here. That leaves one family left.
Mm-hmm. The Monsters.
The Monsters.
Okay, well, here we go.
Okay.
Why'd
you get this, honey?
Best behavior?
Yeah, please. Best behavior. How do we look?
Yeah, great. Good. And me?
Okay. Yeah, look good.
Okay,
good.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, good. All right. Oh, Jonathan! Oh!
Sorry, is that my cue? Oh, my God!
Everybody seems to be having a good time.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that mower.
Hey, water under the bridge. Water under the bridge.
Easy for you to say. My grass is up to here.
Oh, hey, look, the Monsters are here.
Oh, yeah, it's a monster.
God!
I'm so glad we got our chance to be alone in the yard and we never get to see each other outside of school.
Our families hate each other so much, but I love you, and I just wanted... I wish we could just do something about it and run away. I don't know.
Me too. I just want to be with you.
Let's get married right here.
Can we do it?
Yes.
In the yard?
Of course. Who could officiate?
Oh, there's someone at the back door of the house right now.
Oh, great. It's a monster.
What?
Honey?
Yeah?
Did you kill everyone at this party?
Yeah, I think so. I went out to the yard and killed the other kids.
Honey, we've talked about this. This is not what you do at dinner parties.
I'm just saying, they invited us over. And if they don't expect us to murder some people, why did they invite us?
You didn't even snuffle to check for pheromones.
You could smell them in the yard. They were coming off those kids like a waterfall.
Look what you did to Marcus. He's your best employee.
There's still half of him there.
You can't just bring half of Marcus to work and expect him to do his job.
At least I know he'll be at his desk.
Oh, Jonathan.
Oh, is that jerk salmon?
It is.
Oh,
please do not eat with your tentacles.
The Monsters are due on Maple Street. Improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Kate and Mrs. Monster, Lee Smart as Marcus, Reginald McLevin and Young Lover McLevin, and Nug Nargang as Cynthia, Robbie Robinson, Jeffrey McLevin, Young Lover Robinson, and Jonathan Monster. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green, or a Carstairs Labs t-shirt at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirts of the doomed future are available today. Visit TeePublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is part of the E1 Podcast Network. Check out all the other podcasts on the network, such as Sick Boy, Our Fake History, and Nobody Cares with Ann T. Donahue. Check them all out at entertainmentonepodcast.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/illusionoid. Head to our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find us. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show us that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.